May 1. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28:20. In Esther 2:7, we find that Esther's first name was Hadassah. The name Hadassah means an ordinary myrtle tree. Esther means bright shining star. When she came to Babylon, in the beginning hardly anyone knew her. She came as a captive or a slave, as an orphan girl, without any prominence. But because of her virtues, she became a bright shining star, and her name was changed from Hadassah to Esther, as one who had received new life. Here lies the divine secret of a happy home. The light of God must first shine in the hearts of those who are going to be joined together. Many people are governed by faces. The outward appearance is no proof of inward beauty. The light of God shining within gives true beauty. That is why, as far as possible, those who are going to be joined together should make sure that the light of God has come to shine in them. Then we are sure that they will enjoy God's favor. Then they can also enjoy God's presence with them. What an honor we have in having the loving and living God with us. How much we lose by not knowing the secret of God's presence. God's word says in Psalm 16:11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. It is only in the presence of God that one can have full and true joy. Without that consciousness of God's presence, you cannot have true joy. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to live in those who are born again. That is why he rose again. It is prophesied that he would die and rise again. The living God, the holy God, the loving God, the mighty God comes to live in us and among us. That experience will give you victory over every trial. Those who want to be indwelt by God must have their sins forgiven and their hearts cleansed. That is why the Lord shed his blood and died. The living and the holy God is willing to live in us. How can we know? We can feel the presence of God always. In sickness or health, in poverty or prosperity, in the midst of enemies or friends, far away from home or right inside the home, in young age or old age, in war or famine, earthquake or scarcity, you will enjoy his presence. It is such an experience that gives happiness to the children of God. The great God, the mighty God, comes to live in us. To have a happy home, be content. Do not murmur or complain, but prove God in every situation. Enjoy his presence at all times. God's word says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.